This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 1st August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and clear night across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, earlier today, Trump claims Israel is very happy about a Hamas disarmament deal. However, Netanyahu signals otherwise, indicating no pullback without real disarmament. Also, according to a CBS report from earlier this hour, the U.S. and Israel are discussing a joint strike on Iran's energy infrastructure. This could happen as early as this weekend. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that the U.S. president is preparing for a dramatic escalation against Iran. The White House is considering attacks on power stations. Separately, I-24 News reports that Trump announced an agreement for the disarmament of Hamas. Iran reportedly tried to sway Hamas against the deal, but the U.S. prevailed. And finally, JTA reports Israel has rejected a Gaza plan unveiled by Trump with much fanfare. Hamas, however, has accepted the plan, leading to anger from U.S. officials. Here's what people are saying online. Ariel Oseren, a Middle East correspondent, posted just minutes ago that the Kuwaiti armed forces are engaging an Iranian drone attack. Iris, a commentator, noted earlier today that Singapore has banned the band Massive Attack after members waved a Palestinian flag during a concert. Authorities cited the risk to social harmony. From Al Arabiya English, just now, Russia launched ballistic missiles on Kyiv, killing at least 9 and injuring 28, including children. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Trump insists Israel is satisfied with the Hamas disarmament deal despite Netanyahu's reservations. An Israeli official says no withdrawal will occur until Hamas disarms genuinely. This disagreement highlights ongoing tension in the region. Turning to the CBS report, the United States and Israel are contemplating a significant bombing operation against Iran. It may target energy infrastructure this weekend. This move could escalate tensions further in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom adds that the U.S. is considering a dramatic escalation in its approach to Iran. This includes potential attacks on its energy facilities. Such actions could have far-reaching implications for global energy markets. Separately, I-24 News reports that Trump announced a disarmament agreement for Hamas. Iran attempted to dissuade Hamas from accepting, but the U.S. prevailed. This development may alter the dynamics of the conflict. Finally, JTA reports Israel's rejection of Trump's Gaza plan. Despite Hamas's acceptance, U.S. officials expressed anger at Israel's stance. This could influence future diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel's approach to cryptocurrency is shifting towards regulation. This change aims to create a framework for digital currencies which could integrate them more fully into the banking system. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights the development boom in Kiryat Atta, shaping it into a new northern metropolis. The city's mayor outlines a vision for growth and urban improvement. And finally, Ynet Business notes a legal battle involving a Jerusalem Sabich stand. The dispute challenges a tax bill related to their food recipes and waste, highlighting issues of culinary economics. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.